ends this year should be a special schus for Arbin Uri Rasi Sheyichiyu, Lenishmas, Marasis Vashrib Shmuel, Schus Nachgitabas, Chaim Tzvi, Bechotze Chalat Seha. And this shir is based on Torah that I received from our rabbi, Agon Gadol Rechaim Harwich Shlita. We paskin that an Isha Pnuya, that is a suffix if she was miskadeshes, were mamir al cheskas Pnuya. And even if a maisa was done, that would take her out of her cheskas Pnuya of being a single woman, but were misupik if the maisa was matzliach or not, somebody threw her kedushin, and we don't know if it was karavla or karavla, closer to him, they're not married, closer than they are married. Nevertheless, Midori Raisa were mamid her on her cheskas Pnuya, like Tosis and Ksuvus Chavkim Lamed Alp, Dimraslo Tarvayu, like the Shemaitza explains in Shemaitza Vav, Perek Yud Ches. So we have a huge suffix, and that is the following. It says in Mesechus Kedushin, Levin Chesam at Beis, that if a man says to a woman, Harei Mukadeshli Lachar Shloshim Yom, Ubarcha Vikitcha Besech Shloshim Yom, Mukadesh Lashani. Men says to a woman, you're mekudeshes to me after 30 days, and somebody else comes and he's mekadesh to her within the 30 days. B'serch shleishim yom. So what's the din? She's mekudeshes to the second guy. And the Gemara says later on in Tesamar Aleph, lo bachar v'kitz b'serch shleishim yom. Let's say somebody else didn't come and mekadesh her within the 30 days. Rav Shmuel Tarvayu mekudeshes ap shenislach lomos. Rav Shmuel both say she's mekudeshes even though the money has already been consumed. She's mekudeshes after the 30 days. And if she was Choseris Bami Akadushin, there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that she can retract Asi Dibor, Omevatel Dibor, Dibor Kami Vatel Dibor. The suffix is, what's the din? Reuven was Makadish a woman after 30 days, and we're Mesupik if the woman was retracted, Besech Alamed Yom. Are we going to pass and she's not Mekudeshes? Because we're Mamar Achez, because Pinu Yerinat. And Stadim of the suffix are as follows. Do we say that since the suffix in front of us is this woman a Kudeshes or not? So she's a Cheskas Pnuya, and that will tell us that she was Choseris Bo within the 30 days. Or maybe no. Since Vaday Nasib HaMaisa Motziya Midei Cheskasa, since definitely a Maisa was done to remove her out of this Chazaka, because the Kedushin are going to be Chal automatically after 30 days. We're just Mesupik if the woman did a Maisa to be Mafkiya the Kedushin. So there's no Svara to be Mamir Al Cheskas Pnuya, because the Chazaka Mitzad Atzma was already Nifgam, Nifgemes was already blemished with the Maisa Kedushin. That's going to automatically take effect. And Adarav, since we have Vade Kedushin in front of us, and we're Mesupik if a Maisa was done that's Mevatel Kedushin, we should say, Ein Sufek Moitzi Midei Vade, like we have the Rif in Bava Kamak of Yud Chesam Ad Aleph. The reason Eini Odeim Praticha is Chayav is because Ein Sufek Piron Moitzi Midei Vade Chiyuv. You lend me $1,000 and I say, I don't know if I paid up. So I'm chayiv. Because the suffix piron is in motzi midei vadei chiyuv. So here also, there is a vadei kedushin that's going to take place. And there's a suffix if she did a maisa to be mevatel to the kedushin. Do we say that the kedushin is battle? Maybe no, because ain't her suffix motzi midei vadei that there's kedushin, or maybe no, she's a cheskas pnuya. The cheskas pnuya tells us to be machriya that she didn't do a maisa. So apparently we can say that there is no cheskas pnuya. As Rabbeinu Tam Gittin 33a the Maschal Afkinu asks, how do we give hasra to a nazir that he shouldn't drink wine? It's Asra Suffolk. What's that Asra Suffolk? Maybe he's going to be Shoal in his Naziris. He's going to uproot the Naziris, and therefore it turns out that he's not doing an Esser, so it's Asra Suffolk. So how to do Asra on a Nazir not to drink wine? Answers Tosfos that we're Mamid him Al Cheskaso Shehu Nazir. We establish him in his Chazaka that he's a Nazir. The Gvura Sari explains Rabbeinu Tam. Doesn't mean we're Mamid Al Cheskas Nazir, just like until now he was a Nazir, he's going to continue being a Nazir. That's not true. Because when he was Shoel, he's Oker the Nazir Islam Afrain, it's not Shaykh Cheskas Nazir. Rabbeinu Tam means is that we're Mamed the Nazir Cheskaso, that he's not going to go and ask, he's not going to be Shoel on the Naziris. Just like until now he wasn't Shoel. And so proves the Or Sameach, 16:4 Hilchos Sanhedrin. Umidvrayim lamadnu that if we're misupik, if a nazir is going to do a maisa, we're mamid him and his chazaka. That just like until now he didn't do a maisa, misum he's not going to do one in the future. So, certainly if we're misupik, if the nazir was already nishal, we're mamid in his chazaka that he didn't do a maisa, and we should machriya that he wasn't shoel. If we're misupik, if he's new a maisa mikano lahaba, we say, no, he's not going to. Nevertheless, Raza Garasura, certainly, for Mesupik, if he already did a Maisa, Ramamin is Chazaka that he didn't. So now, according to this, we're discussing that the woman, did she do a Maisa Lachzorba? Did she do a Maisa to retract? So we should be established in a Chazaka. She didn't do a Maisa. Just like we are mamid in the nazir and his chazaka that he's not going to go and be shol on the nazirus, we be mamid ish and her chazaka that we don't know that she asked, so assume that she didn't ask. And a maisa was already done, that's motzi or mecheskas penuya. So therefore, let's say that she's mukudash b'taris v'adai. So we have two things involved over here. We have two reasons why we should say she's married. Number one, because ain't suffik motzi midei vaday. There was a suffik whether she was mevatel the kedushin, but a vaday that he did a maisa kedushin. And the other is that a chazaka that a woman didn't do a maisa. You don't assume she did a maisa just like the nazir. You don't assume that he did a maisa. He's going to do a maisa to mevatel the nazirus, and certainly that he already did a maisa was mevatel the nazirus. So what's a nafkamina between these two reasons? Ba'ofen shasafek enu imnasim maisa levatel la kedushin. The suffik is if the makadesh died within 30 days or not. According to the first reason, that ain't suffik motzi midei vada even in an instance that were misupik if he died within 30 days. Ain't suffik motzi midei vada. It's suffik if he died within 30 days. But it's a vadai that he's Mekadesh here after 30 days. So, ain't his suffix death, motzim yidei vade, that she's Mekudeshes. But according to the second reason, that a chazaka, that a woman didn't do a maisa. So, if the chazaka isn't if a maisa was done, but rather if he died, and the kedushim was misbatel. So, why aren't we mami the woman Mecheskes Heter? She mami the woman Mecheskes Heter and say that he died. But it's not true, because this suffix also. We should be mamid the makadish b'cheskes chai, and be machriya that he didn't die in the kedushin archal. So, both cases we would say that the kedushin archal, because either he is a cheskes chai, or ain't suffik motzi midei vaday. Givaldik. So, Reina Rabbeinu Shlita, Rav Harwitz, offers a number of makaros to be poshet to resolve this suffik. So let's begin with the first one. The Taz in Yeridei and Simen Kuf Hei, Sif Katan Gimel, writes that if you have basar, shenichbosh, b'chol, if you have basar that was immersed, that was soaked in milk, and it's a suffik if it was soaked for a whole day, the basar is mutter, because remember the basar, acheskas heter, shea mutter kodim kvisha. You assume that the basar. Right, we know the din is that if basar is immersed for a whole day, the din is that it's basar b'chol if it was immersed in milk. But you're mesupik. V'safekim nichbash yom shalena basal mutal. Why? Because we're mamid the basar cheskes heter that it was mutter before the kvisha. Ayin sham in the taz. So b'pshuto, we're talking over there where the safek was if they took out the basar before 24 hours. And yet we're still mamid the basar b'cheskes heter. Even though already a maisa was done, shemi kocho, the basar is going to be aser memela, and the suffix is if a maisa was done to be matir. So what din benilu nidan? We should be mamid the woman b'cheskes heter, and assume that she did a maisa, just like there we assume that a maisa was done to remove the milk, the basar. However, you can be darche and say that kevisha is different than kedushin, because by kedushin, the time of 30 days is a nitzrich legufa kedushin. But rather, it's the time in which the kedushin are going to be chal. Mashen kein bekvisha, the 24 hours is part of the guf chalosa iser. And the maisa that was done originally, putting the basar in the chalav, doesn't have the koch to aser, unless all 24 hours it was immersed in milk. And if so, we should be ma'amid the basar b'cheskes heter, because there's no iser yet in the basar. Whereas by kedushin, the lamed yom is not part and parcel of the gufa kedushin; it's just this man. So if that's true, which it is, then by the basar, we say that a maisa was done to take it out, because you have to be mamad the basar b'cheskes heter, that an iser hasn't been chal on the basar. Mashen came by the kedushin, that the 30 days aren't needed for the gufa kedushin, not part of the etzim guf hakedushin. So there you can say that no maisa was done, and she's mekudeshes. But by basar, you're going to be ma'amid b'cheskes heter, because you need those 24 hours in order for there to be chal cheskes iser. By kedushin, it's not that the time creates the cheskes iser. So Mela, there you would say that a maisa was done, that no maisa was done to be mevatel the gufa kedushin, because the gufa kedushin was already done. However, as we said before, the issue is, was a maisa done? So by the basar, you assume that a maisa was done. So also by kedushin, say that a maisa was done. The mevatel, just like you see that a maisa was done to remove the basar from the chalav. So let's say a man was mekadesh a woman from today until after 30 days. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chalos kedushin starts today and ends b'sof halamed, and he could be chozer toch lamed. As Tosis explains in kedushin samach gimel amid aleph dibur maskul kagon, and if so b'chai gavna, if there was a suffix, if she retracted within 30 days, we can learn from the Taz that we're mamad her al cheskes pnuya, because then it's mamish like kvisha. So what did we say before? We said it's not like kvisha, because when they talk about kvisha, the chalos, the 24 hours are part and parcel of the chalos iser. So there your mamad al cheskes had there. You say the iser wasn't chal, but by kedushin the iser was already chal, the gufa kedushin was already done. But according to Tosfos, the kedushin wasn't done. It's a continuous process for all 30 days. So it's mamish like kvisha. Just like kvisha, the 24 hours, it's a continuous process. And you assume that then there's a cheskes het there and that the process wasn't completed. So by kedushin also it's a continuous process. And you have to assume that it wasn't completed. And you're mamid her al cheskes pnuya. Gevaldik. Because in both cases, the time is part of the chalos iser. However, maybe we can be directly proof from the Taz, and that is by saying that the Taz is not talking about where we know the time that they put the Basar in the Chalav or Mesupik, if it was taken out before 24 hours. The Taz is talking about where we know that the Basar was taken out. We know that the Basar was taken out. We're just Mesupik when it was put in. It's not talking about where we know when it was put in and we just don't know when it was taken out. He's talking about where we know that it was taken out and we don't know where it was when it was put into the Chalav. Did they manage to take it out in time? They knew it was taken out, they just don't know when it was put in. Why are you ma'amid b'cheskes heter? Because we have no suffik if a ma'isa was done to be matir the basar. The shorash of suffik is the basar asar or not? If you took it out within 24 hours, yes. If not, not. You know that a ma'isa, you know. That the basar was taken out. You just don't know when it was put in. But you know that a basar was taken out. So what's the shorash of suffik? The shorash of suffik is the basar asar or not? You know that a ma'isa was done. But in our case, by kedushin, we b'chlal don't know if the woman did a if the woman did a ma'isa to be mevatel the kedushin. But let's say you would have a parallel case. Let's say she did retract. You know she retracted. You just don't know if she managed to retract within the 30 days. You know she retracted. You just don't know if she retracted within 30 days. You could be Mamad or Acheskes Heter. Because the Shorash HaSafek is, did the 30 days pass or not? So there you could say no, because you know that she did a Maisa, just like by the Basar. You know that he did a Maisa. You know that he did a Maisa to be Motzi the Basar. You just don't know when it was put in. Here also, you know that she did a Maisa to be Mevatel the Kedushin. You just don't know if she did it within 30 days. So in the parallel case, we would talk to say that she's not mekudeshes. We go with the cheskes heter. And say that the kedushin weren't chal. But in our case, we know when she was miskadeshes. We're just mesubik if she did a ma'aseh to be mevatel the kedushin. So our suffix is, did she do a ma'isa or did she not do a ma'isa? So there we could say we can't be ma'amar acheskes heter. Only in the case where we know a ma'isa was done, then you can be ma'amar acheskes heter. Just like by the Basar B'chalev case. You know that a ma'isa was done to take it out. So you can be ma'amar acheskes heter. So these are some thoughts. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will see more in the flows of Mitaras Hashem. There's a lot to talk about. And in the meantime, it was very enlightening what we learned, Baruch Hashem. And Shabzoch Alumo Lamid Lishma Lazlikam is called every Samuel Torah Savi Ahava. Amen, via Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest.